From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Americans killed in Kabul. Three U.S. defense contractors helping train Afghan Air Force personnel were gunned down at the Kabul airport Thursday in what military sources say was an insider attack. No other details are available. Elsewhere, a suicide bomber attacked a funeral in eastern Afghanistan. 16 people were killed and dozens wounded. The attack took place in Lagman province during the funeral for a police commander and three others killed in a roadside bombing earlier Thursday. No one claimed responsibility for either attack. The latest deadline passed with Jordan insisting on proof of life for a Jordanian Air Force pilot being held by the militants. An audio message purportedly from a Japanese journalist also captured by Islamic State fighters said the pilot would be killed immediately unless Jordan released by sunset Thursday Sajida al-Rashawi, an Iraqi woman on death row in Jordan, for her role in a deadly bombing in Amman in 2005. Jordan says it would consider releasing al-Rashawi only after receiving proof that the pilot is alive. Chadian troops aiding the fight against Boko Haram are reported to have retaken a village in far northeastern Nigeria from the militants. No officials have confirmed the report, but the Nigerian military says its Air Force conducted missions around the area for the past 2 days. The World Health Organization says that efforts to slow the worst-ever outbreak of Ebola have shifted to a focus on ending the epidemic after the number of new cases fell to its lowest weekly level since the end of June. A total of 99 new cases were reported last week in the most affected countries of Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. This is VOA News. Fighting continued in a northern sector of the former ceasefire line in eastern Ukraine Thursday as Russian-backed rebels pressed their offensive aimed at moving the line farther west. VOA's Al Pessin reports.
Like many towns in this area, Popasna is on edge. Shelling can be heard faintly in the distance. Popasna is about 40 kilometers from the besieged town of Debaltseve, which is nearly surrounded by rebel forces. Rebels controlled the entire area last year before being pushed back by government troops. Meanwhile, the European Union was set to expand economic sanctions against Russia as punishment for the new round of fighting, but so far sanctions have not convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin to change his policy. Al Pessin, VOA News, Popasna, Ukraine.
Amid a sharp escalation of fighting in eastern Ukraine, European Union foreign ministers agreed Thursday to extend by 6 months existing sanctions imposed on Russian and Russia-backed separatist officials for their role in the conflict. The ministers also agreed during a meeting in Brussels to come up within a week with more names to be added to the list of those already subject to an asset freeze and travel ban. Malaysia Airlines formally declared the disappearance of last year's flight MH370 to be an accident, meaning the 239 people aboard the flight are now presumed dead. The Boeing 777 disappeared over the Indian Ocean March 8, 2014, having veered thousands of kilometers off course on a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. VOA's Bill Ide has more.
Azharuddin Abdul Rahman, the Director General of Malaysia's Department of Civil Aviation, says that after 327 days and based on all available data, survivability in the defined area is highly unlikely.
On behalf of the government of Malaysia, we officially declare Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 an accident.
He says the search for the missing plane, which covered over 18,600 square kilometers, will continue. Bill Ide, Beijing.
Investigators from Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee say the AirAsia flight that crashed into the Java Sea last month ascended steeply, then stalled and hurtled toward the sea, with a co-pilot at the controls. All 162 people aboard the plane died when it crashed December 28th. Divers have recovered 70 bodies from the wreckage. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming Iran for Wednesday's deadly flare-up along the Lebanese border. The border between Israel and Lebanon was calm Thursday, a day after clashes left two Israeli soldiers and a UN peacekeeper dead. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.